Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in your French GCSE. La ville, la région et le pays. That's town, region and country. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up again and again. So let's make sure you absolutely nail it. Grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. So, let's begin with the big picture. Why does this topic matter so much? Well, in your GCSE French exam, you'll be asked to describe where you live, talk about what your town is like, compare the town with the countryside, discuss your region or country, and express opinions about living there. You might do this in a speaking task, a writing task, or you might read or listen to someone else describing their town. So this topic touches every single skill: reading, writing, listening and speaking. That's why it's worth investing real time here. Let's start with the essential vocabulary. The first cluster of words you need is buildings and places in a town. Listen carefully and repeat these in your head as I say them. La mairie, the town hall. La bibliothèque, the library. La gare, the train station. Le marché, the market. La piscine, the swimming pool. Le collège, the secondary school. Le lycée, the sixth form or upper secondary school. Le centre commercial, the shopping centre. L'église, the church. La pharmacie, the chemist. Le parc, the park. Le musée, the museum. Now, a really important structure you must know is il y a, which means there is or there are. So you can say, il y a une grande bibliothèque dans ma ville. There is a big library in my town. Or, il y a beaucoup de magasins au centre-ville. There are lots of shops in the town centre. This structure is absolutely essential and examiners love to see it used accurately. Now let's move on to describing different types of places. You need vocabulary for not just the town, but also the surrounding area and the country as a whole. Le centre-ville, the town centre. La banlieue, the suburbs. La campagne, the countryside. La côte, the coast. La montagne, the mountains. La forêt, the forest. Le village, the village. La ville, the town or city. La grande ville, the big city. Here's a tip that will instantly improve your marks. Examiners want to see you give and justify opinions. So don't just say, I like my town. Say why. Use connectives like parce que, because, car, because, which is more formal, donc, therefore, cependant, however, and par contre, on the other hand. For example, j'aime ma ville parce qu'il y a beaucoup à faire. I like my town because there is lots to do. Or, je n'aime pas la campagne car c'est trop calme. I don't like the countryside because it's too quiet. Now, here's the section that separates good candidates from excellent ones, using all three tenses. Examiners are specifically looking for evidence that you can refer to the past, the present, and the future. Let me give you a model paragraph that does exactly this. Present tense. Ma ville s'appelle Manchester. C'est une grande ville dans le nord de l'Angleterre. Il y a beaucoup de choses à faire. Il y a des musées, des restaurants et un grand centre commercial. Past tense. Avant, il y avait une grande usine près de chez moi, mais on l'a démolie. L'année dernière, j'ai visité le marché de Noël et c'était magnifique. Future tense. À l'avenir, on va construire un nouveau parc. Je pense qu'il y aura plus de pistes cyclables. Did you notice how that paragraph flows through time? That's exactly what examiners want to see. They call it time frame variety, and it's one of the clearest ways to push into the top mark bands. Let's talk about opinion adjectives, words to describe what a place is like. These are gold for your writing and speaking tasks. Animé or animé, lively. Calm, calm or quiet. Pollué or pollué, polluted. Pittoresque, picturesque. Industriel or industriel, industrial. Touristique, touristy. Historique, historic. Moderne, modern. Bruyant or bruyante, noisy. Propre, clean. Sale, dirty. Ennuyeux or ennuyeuse, boring. Intéressant or intéressante, interesting. Remember, adjectives in French must agree with the noun they describe. If the noun is feminine, you usually add an e to the adjective. So une ville animée, a lively town, has that extra e because ville is feminine. But un village animé, a lively village, doesn't, because village is masculine. This is a really common mistake in exams, so keep an eye on it.
Now, let's talk about exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, not addressing all the bullet points. In writing tasks, you are usually given 4 bullet points to cover. If you miss one, you lose marks immediately. Always annotate your bullet points before you start writing and tick them off as you go. Mistake number two, using only the present tense. As I mentioned, you need past, present, and future. A student who only writes in the present tense cannot access the top mark bands, no matter how accurate their French is. Mistake number three, forgetting gender agreements. Un grand musée is correct. Musée is masculine. Une grande bibliothèque is correct. Bibliothèque is feminine. Getting these wrong cost you marks in the accuracy category. Mistake number four, being too vague. Don't just write, my town is good. Write, ma ville est très animée et il y a beaucoup de choses à faire pour les jeunes. Par exemple, des cinémas et des centres sportifs. That's the kind of developed, specific response that earns marks. Mistake number five, poor pronunciation in the speaking exam. French has many silent letters and nasal vowels. Practice saying words like banlieue, bibliothèque, and pittoresque out loud. Your teacher or a language app can help you with this. Now, here's a really useful mnemonic to help you remember the key opinion adjectives. Think of the phrase, a calm pit is touristy. That stands for animé, calm, pittoresque, industriel, touristique. 5 key adjectives in 1 memorable phrase. And for the 3 tenses, remember PPF, present, passé, future. Always aim for PPF in your extended writing. Right, let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say there is a swimming pool in my town in French? The answer is, il y a une piscine dans ma ville. Question 2. What does la banlieue mean? The answer is, the suburbs. Question 3. Give me an adjective meaning lively in French with the feminine form. The answer is, animé, animé. Question 4. How would you say before there was a factory in French? The answer is, avant, il y avait une usine. Question 5. What does PPF stand for in the context of French writing tasks? Present, passé, future. The 3 tenses you should always include. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. First, you need a solid bank of vocabulary for buildings, places, and types of location, from la mairie to la campagne. Second, use il y a to say what exists in your town and build on it with adjectives that agree in gender. Third, always include all 3 tenses, present, passé, future. Remember PPF. Fourth, give and justify your opinions using connectives like parce que and cependant. Fifth, in writing tasks, address every bullet point and develop your answers with specific details. And sixth, in the speaking exam, practice your pronunciation, especially those tricky nasal sounds and silent letters. You've got this! La ville, la région et le pays is a topic you can absolutely master with the right vocabulary and a bit of practice. Keep revising, keep speaking French out loud, and remember, every knock counts. Bonne chance, good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.